On this segment of the program, we're going to talk about a book and actually a memoir by a woman who has experienced a traumatic upbringing and is sharing that story now. Her name is Diane Young. The title of the book is Wilderness Woman, A Triumphant Spirit. Diane, thanks for joining us.
Certainly. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I'm going to start with this question. Can one heal from childhood wounds at the hands of those who are closest to her and are supposed to love and protect her? Protect you. How does your book help to answer that question?
Well, for a little bit of background, these people that hurt me, they keep a big secret. They don't want anybody to know what they're doing to me. So back in the 1941, in the 40s, you didn't have, surprisingly, you know, this happened 1941 is when I was born, and of course back then you didn't have the Division of Family Services, or you didn't tell the police or anybody what was you saw or heard going on in a little child's life. So I learned that nature and the good Lord brought me through all of this mess that I've been in, and I responded to being out in the woods, the wilderness, and that's my safe spot. A lot of us that have been abused have a safe spot to go to and try to get away from these crazy things. So that's how this all started, and I give the good Lord the credit that He saved my life through all of this.
And we're going to talk about your faith. This book, of course, published by Christian Faith Publishing. And even though you went through this experience and you were abused as a child, at some point in your life, there were some people who helped make things better. Is that right?
Yes. When I was about 8 years old, my mother had divorced, and she was dating a man that he lived down in the country down near Warrensburg, Missouri. And I got to know this family that lived down the road, and they had 14 brothers and sisters. And I was an only child, and I didn't know what in the world. How do these guys, they didn't get along. They screamed and yelled at each other in sibling rivalry, and I didn't know what that was all about, but I kept going back to their house each time I would go to visit down in the country. And they thought I was something else. I would draw pictures for them and tromp around in the mud and do all the farm-type things that you'd get in trouble, too, about, you know, playing with the pigs and all that, and you shouldn't be. And all. But they saved my life, really, and showed me kindness. And I didn't really have a very good self-image, but they thought I was something else, and I began to gravitate towards those people that treated me nice.
And one of the other things I'm reading here is that you have developed and had developed a love for animals and caring for them. How did that help you heal?
Well, that was one of the key things, the big area that helped save my life again. I bought a horse, an old horse, five-gated saddlebred horse, when I was 12 years old. And it's called equine therapy nowadays. And I've done some volunteer work with the equine people and with children and adults. The horses have unconditional love for you. You have to be careful around them, of course. I got stepped on, and I had a few accidents. But horses also are a prey animal. They are always listening and watching the things around them, and that's the same way I live life, kind of guarded. And because I wanted to survive, and then I was able to write The Wilderness Woman, A Triumphant Spirit.
As we wrap up, and we're visiting with Diane Young, the book is Wilderness Woman, A Triumphant Spirit. Maybe my exit question is to you. You've talked a lot about faith and how faith got you through being abused as a child and dealing with all of the situations in your life, failed marriage, all of those things. So what would you say to other people? What do you hope they would get out of this book and your story?
Well, one of the main things is to give them hope. I want to pass it on, my experience of all this craziness that happened, that I came through it, I chipped away in therapy, kept going back to support groups, and that's what got me through it, was that I wanted to share my true story to those people out there to remind them again is they're not alone out there, you guys.
I think that's a good place for us to end it. I'm guessing the book is available through the usual publishing locations?
Yes. It's Wilderness Woman, a Triumphant Spirit, .wordpress.com, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and about 7 or 8 other bookstores.
All righty. Fantastic. A great story. Wish we had more time, but that's what the book's for, Wilderness Woman, a Triumphant Spirit. The author is Diane Young, and we thank you for taking time.
Yes, thank you today, Bruce.